Welcome back. It's the Maggie Dawn Show here on Civic Media. Dom Salvia's show comes your way here in about 10 minutes from now. Later on tonight, it's the return of Pete Schwabba to Nightlight here on the Civic Media Network. Right here for another 10 minutes or so, going to talk a little more sports. Jordan Tresky, who is the author of the upcoming book, Building the Milwaukee Bucks, is joining us again for another segment. Well, first of all, before we talk more about the book, this book is coming out pretty soon, right? Like in the next year?
Yes, it's coming out in the next year. Yes.
So I guess, you know, since people can pre-order this now, and the link we'll have up on our podcast page so people can click to pre-order. But if people wanted to know, you know, give them like a back cover sleeve synopsis of what the book is about. If people pick up this book, what should they expect, Jordan?
Obviously, I think this is at its heart, it's a Bucks story. Clearly, it obviously covers Kareem, who, for all, I think one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to write this is that he's just such a misunderstood figure now, even after all this time. And a lot of the things that were tagged to him based on, you know, coming to Milwaukee, and that in itself is a big part of why I wanted to tell the story of just like him being Milwaukee. And we know that he left. Why did he leave? What were the reasons that he wanted to leave a team like the Bucks, where they were clearly successful and all this stuff? Like, that was just kind of a gap there, and how he was characterized for a very long time. I think a lot of it just, it stems from that time period. Like, we think of Kareem during the Lakers era and Showtime and Magic Johnson, all this stuff, but we don't think of young Kareem, where he's literally one of the most dominant players in NBA history. And yeah, he only won one title, but yeah. So I think a lot of that was one layer of it, just telling his, like, how crazy his life was during that time. And he's the biggest figure in basketball, and there was just a lot going on there. Then talking more about like the Oscar Robertson's role and the fading superstar, him guiding the players union through the merger years, which was spent in legal fees and just battling back and forth of guys going to the ABA, guys going to the NBA, and just like this almost like tearing apart basketball itself, pro basketball itself. And then a lot of the things that I kept coming back to were just like the Milwaukee elements and telling this, the time period, because I think that frames everything perfectly, at least in my opinion, of like the Bucks are born in 1968. It's months removed from, or it's during the time of like the open housing marches. It's just a lot of, there's just a lot going on there. It's rich in its history, and obviously being removed from it, we see how things have evolved. But at the time, you could just imagine like just the social climate, political climate, whatever you want to call it. I think that kind of helps like give us, I would hope, the reader, like the accurate portrayal of how everything looks and how everything was viewed and written about at that time, because it does frame how you look at all these players, or how the NBA is looked at the time, especially through a very black and white thing, literally. And so that was the thing that kind of kept me coming back, and more of just like, I have the Bucks element, I have the Kareem Oscar element, I have Larry Costell, and like all these big figures in Bucks history. But you can't tell those stories without like the time period, like their stories don't exist in a vacuum, I should say.
That's going to be a very long book, a back cover for the book, but no,
I agree.
Appreciate it. No, I appreciate all that. You can find Jordan's other work. He does podcasts, GSPN. He also does the Bucks, the Win in Six podcast. And then of course the Talk of the Tundra, if you're looking for some Packers content. So we've got several podcasts that you're part of as well. But Jordan, we're out of time because it's radio. It's not a podcast. We have to got to pay the bills, you know, play the commercials. So appreciate your time and insight. The book is Building the Milwaukee Bucks, and it is coming out next year. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Jordan Tresky, again, the author of Building the Milwaukee Bucks. It covers the era from 1968 to 1973. It's amazing when, you know, first of all, I haven't read this book because it's not out yet, but as somebody who's been in sports a long time, well aware of what this era of basketball was like in the NBA. And I think it's fascinating, even if you're not necessarily a sports fan, but if you're curious about you know, business or just the way things worked in the late 60s, early 70s, and how chaotic it was, even in professional sports. I mean, we're talking around the time the NFL had just had its merger with the AFL, right? We had just had, you know, the first few Super Bowls. The NFL wasn't this sure thing that it is today, where it dominates every holiday, every single weekday. It wasn't like that. Sports back then were not what they are now. Today, sports, live sporting events completely dominate what people watch over the air on TV, what they stream, and what they consume. Sports has pervaded every single part of life at this point. But it's fascinating because in that era, it was so much different. And, you know, building a contender or building a championship team was very much, you know, very much in the regard that it was a total wild gamble as to whether something would succeed. That was all very much the same back then. Even today, with all the technology and scouting reports and 24/7 media coverage, there are still teams that get it wrong and regularly get it wrong. And it's amazing to me that that part of it hasn't changed. The random element of professional sports hasn't changed in all this time, which I find to be utterly fascinating. But this is a great local look at it. And if you're a fan of the team and you're of my age, you know, I'm in my late 30s. So if you're of my age and you weren't around for that first championship, it's a good history lesson. And Jordan, I'm sure, will have a great book when it does come out later in 2025. Big thanks to all of our guests today, including Brian Kaminsky, who joined us earlier this hour. Big thanks as well to Cardi for producing the show. You are the MVP of this program. I'm Jimmy Cuska. I am out of here, and Maggie Dawn will be taking over her own show again here real soon. For now, thank you for joining us. Have a great weekend, everybody, and thank you for tolerating me. The Dom Salvia Show is next here on the Civic Media Network.